Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, it's God, welcome, welcome, everybody, to open on your chair, and part three of this series we're doing together, called Different, my wife, for those of you that are guests here today, are you on? There we are.
Good morning.
she is joining me for this series. We're doing this series together to talk about differences. And throughout this series, what we've seen is that we need to lay a foundation of unity. And there's one foundation stone that is absolutely essential. The biggest difference to really have on your relationship and literally bust it apart and that is differences regarding sexuality. So we have nailed this fundamental key issue of what is going to rule our lives. Who is going to define the paradigm by which we live life and engage life. Will really be able to represent Jesus to us, 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 to represent Jesus to us that. And that the differences we have different differences and preferences and interests and preferences and interests 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 recognize that my interests are no more important or better than her interests and vice versa. And as we begin to value we actually begin to find a fly because life is a lot fuller. Right, and we get to share and things the other wouldn't have participated in, and we get to share in seeing them experience joy and fullness, and that does something for you. As well as for them. Okay. So today we're going to move forward with our series, talking about something really fun. But you notice our theme, little imagery that we're using has to do with superheroes. And the reason we're superheroes is because, in truth, I am Superman, man. And she's Wonder Woman. You're my Wonder Woman.
In all seriousness, because many people are
familiar with superheroes, they tend to be a lot of fun. And here's the reality is that In the stories of all these different superheroes, one thing we see is that whenever superheroes gather together to fight the evil forces, is we find that there's always drama. Right? There's always this tension between them. And if you watch every one of these stories, here's the tension. It's not the tension over personality issues. They chafe one another and how they look at things and how they think about things and how they want to engage things. And personalities rubber each other with the wrong. And so today we're going to talk about Marnie and I, of course, and you can apply this to any relationship, a parent to child relationship. Believe it or not, you're not your children. Children can drive crazy. Some of you know that.
It might be a co-worker or a friend.
So, Marnie and I, this is one of those big components in our story, is that we are just different in every way, and personality is huge difference. For us, it is night and day. It is a lot of friction, and so
This is my and Marty together.
Marty is a lot like that otter. Very playful. A lot of fun. She's also kind of delicate. Especially in the middle of the line.
Do you want to share? No, she's not really in the adventure either.
No, I'm not. Even though I like fun. I can get scared easily. So I'm not an adventure. In this sense, I'm a bit of a baby. Yeah, that's what it says.
She's not an adventurer. And in fact, whenever we drive anywhere, I can be doing granny slow.
And all of a sudden, she's constantly getting out for air. It doesn't matter.
Like if I'm doing 70 on the highway, or if I'm doing 20.
Hey, other people in this room have a dream, but I'm just going to establish by two or three witnesses.
She's not an adventurer, and along with that, she is a bit particular. Also known as picky. When things aren't the way she wants, you have a house full of people that have different personalities than her. Everybody knows. She's a bit of a powder.
Not really.
Yep, really. So Mike is a risk taker.
He loves adventure, and he is task oriented, so he frequently doesn't know someone else is in the room. And he can be a little bit, a little harsh.
So I do like fun. As you may not know through what she said. I am enjoying fun things, and I just tend to like things that are more adventurous, more engaging, like golf. I can't stand it, and I know there's a lot of people that love it, so I'm not gonna diss football, ball, or wrestling, okay? So that's fine, but I do enjoy fun things.
Marnie, sometimes he can just have fun. He's so serious. I'm in focus. I'm trying to tell you guys how many lines through my head. I have to tone it down. Up here. Like I have a good letter.
Because I'll just keep going.
I know.
But I also tend to like things big. I like big, 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 if it's barbecue, I want to swim in the barbecue sauce. When you get French fries, ketchup, right? Like I'm always like.
May I have a little fries with that ketchup?
Yeah. So when Subway sees me coming, they're a little nervous on the spare because I like just load those with veggies, right? Like I want it all on there. Don't give me a few things, and they kind of do that little light dusting of veggies.
These silly things make us different, and then all the veggies are falling all over the place, and he's wondering why.
You know what? I have taught my children, and the only good answer is the one that runs down your hands. I hate that. Anyone who knows me, I have greasy hands.
You bother me because we were in a restaurant.
In fact, maybe some of you can relate, and you know people right now, and there might be a face that comes to mind that has a little bit of a rub with your personality, right?
Is that where we're at? Yeah. Oh, okay. No, you kept talking. Sorry. Have you ever struggled? Have you ever struggled with someone's mentality, whether it was in your own home, whether it was in your workplace? I didn't know how to have that. They just they didn't need you, or maybe someone hurt you, or they hurt you frequently with their personality. I was constantly hurt for years, long time. I don't know when that changed, but you were always. But it's next one. The next one. That was you.
Yeah. Honestly, we spent so many years. Just constantly being either.
I was always frustrated.
Because it just seemed like no matter what we were trying to do, because our synapses just so different. I'm the lion, and she's the otter. we were constantly stepping on each other, rubbing each other, and offending each other, and God was training us. He was growing us to walk and apply the principles that we're sharing with you. And that's what we're gonna discuss today. experience positive differences that exist within our relationships, be they marriages or friendship relationships. It all is applicable. So how do we do those things?
We have to see them as God's word. In Psalm 139, verse 13, it says, "For you created my inmost being." You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know for the womb full well. So everyone of us. Is needed, fearfully and awesomely, and wonderfully created by God.
So as you look at the text there, I want you to know that God is our creator. And I want you to circle the phrase of inmost being. Because a lot of times when we think about God creating us, we zero in on that part where it says you knit me together in my mother's womb. And when we think about God creating the external part of our being, we think about God creating our bodies. And so we think about our appearance, and we think about abilities, these things we think can do. And yes, God made your entire being. Your inmost being, which includes your mental faculty, so your reasoning faculty, all of that combined, and that includes your personality. We need to be active, learn to listen, to the Lord, and have him conform to his likeness, like his image. Because this defines how you look at things, how you think about things, and how you engage things. And so notice in your personality, in expression, emotional wiring, perception. And cognitive process. And this is what makes you different.
So what does that mean, though? Personalities provide Lots of opportunity for misunderstandings. Lots of them. And tension. Because you think and feel about things differently. So there are three things to remember to live in harmony with different personalities. So when we talk about uniformity, we're talking about unity.
Unity is where we are moving in the same direction. Toward the same goals within the same boundary. Unity is where we come together. Uniformity is when we do it exactly the same. We're not talking about you becoming like that other person. Although you will notice that over the years you will become like people you spend time with. And so spouse spouses, a lot of time will, and one another's another sentence, they'll begin to laugh at the same things that they used to not laugh at together, right? So we're not talking about uniformity, what we are talking about is unity, where we learn to get along and play nice together. So we're looking at three things to remember in order to experience this kind of unity.
And so number one is that you have to take your relationship seriously. You have to value the personality of that person. Even if it rubs you wrong. And you have to be a student of one another. So we have to learn about the other person and about their personality. This is the lifelong education, and just when you think you have them all figured out, you get hit. My personality now is just hurt constantly because I was very, 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 very
don't care. Don't But over here, there's been a huge difference in how she understands relationships with her, and sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I see it as a positive now. Like, in most ways. I mean, occasionally he just hurts my feelings. But it's usually when I'm off guard. So, or I'm in a bad mood or tired or hungry. Something like that. I'm always hungry.
And I'm not quick to react to things with her, she'll have her emotional moments and that's how I would just make some jabbing about her being crazy, emotional chaos. But I've learned to appreciate the joy that she brings and the sensitivity, the awareness, and the empathy. The sympathy and the empathy helps me see into other people's lives and other situations. And she does have those emotional moments, and it's the best, I don't say anything. Unless it's like really nice, but then she just sees that as regular, nice and nice. When it comes to being fixated on the differences in our lives, we have a perception that they're a fall. and direct about things, there were times where we perceived ourselves as a weakness, a negative, so we were to change that because That's how we do that one thing, but there's a perception. Okay. It is your perception. And I realize that perception is reality to every one of us. However, it doesn't make it true.
Talking about being a student, you didn't want to know one another, though. I mean, we really just had to study. We didn't spend time together. We looked into personalities. And it really took time to learn how to flow with the other person. Especially because we are in every way opposite. Like that is not an exaggeration. So that's why we're here, and we can be as happy as we are, and have the relationship that we have, then we know we can see a work of God in it, and be beautiful.
So that talking about perception and instances is leading to number two, you need to keep a right perspective. Of your own personal personalities, strengths, weaknesses, and uniqueness. Okay. You gotta keep a right perspective of yourself. A lot of times we take ourselves way too seriously. We need to learn to love and recognize that we all have weaknesses and just rejoice in them. Instead of letting it burn you, and this was really bad for me because I'm a very driven individual, I tend to be a little bit competitive.
I'm Superman. Kryptonite. That's it. I mean, in a bad way. That's true.
In the personality style that I have. The individual lion. We think of ourselves more highly than we ought. Which the scripture tells us not to do. And we see ourselves right all the time. Like, hey, if we like it, it's right. Let alone if it makes sense, that it's right. So, you know, so, you know, we just, we just I literally hated feeling good at something, and I hated not good at something, and I hated when people saw it.
Well, I really think this is something that I'm still working on, especially with my children. But not to make big deals out of little things.
Before she goes further, one other thing that I want to share about this perspective of one another. So I had this view of me, right? In certain ways, not in the ways like if you don't like me, or you don't like what I do, I really don't care for the most part, but what it is, a legitimate weakness, that hurts. Are you following that? And so I got to the place where I got used to the fact that being in the public eye, people were going to criticize. And they were going to say things both true and untrue about me. And I would have to accept that was part of this role. And I got pretty good at that. But what I didn't get good at on the front end was criticism that came from her.
You still school drama.
That's true.
true. That is true. Marnie would point something out, and she doesn't even necessarily being critical. She's just sharing something, and I will take it like a personal attack. I had to learn to start to view things differently, and it still at times can be a struggle because when you do what I do, and you have so many people that love you or hate you. You get used to that, and really start to get numb to both the praises and the criticisms, but the one thing that I care most about.
That's a whole other story, and it still hurts.
But I'm kind of numb to that part of it. But what I'm not to is I still care very deeply what she and my children think about me. So, she asked us how we get a right perspective of ourselves, and she read number three. No, I haven't read number seven yet, so it's an important one. This is the key.
God expects every personality to be conformed and controlled by the character of Christ.
So if Psalm 139 is correct. That God created our inmost feelings, and He created our entire being. Not just us, but every human being on the planet. Then guess what that means? Not only are you fearfully made, but so is every other human being on the face of the planet. And that truth is supposed to direct us. and how we engage each other in one way. So notice, Galatians 5:5, what does the life of following Jesus look like? That we could stop there, and that would be enough. It's love, joy, peace, forbearance. That means patience. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And self-control is a big deal. That right there is a fruit of the Spirit, friend. Notice this is the work of God in your life, the fruit of the Spirit. What he wants to do is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Notice the flesh, which they would crucify, the flesh, the passions, and desires. You could say emotions there. We have crucified our emotions. We have crucified our desires. These are the driving urges within our bodies. Those have been crucified. And they are no longer the controlling or driving force in your life. Instead, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoke, and envy each other. So notice that we're to live by the Spirit. How do we live in harmony by allowing God? The work of the Holy Spirit in our life to bring conforming of our entire person. Into the likeness and the image of God.
In Corinthians 13, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. And to honor is to treat us precious. So it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. Keep no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, such as truth. Always protects. Always trust, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Underline, not dishonor, not self-seeking. No record of wrongs. Protects, trusts, hopes, and perseveres. And that is a big bill to fill,
but God holds place here. Is good.
Whether it's your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your friend, your neighbor, your co-worker, your child, or the person you stepped up to the altar. Instead, I do. Jesus said, the great commandment is to love God and to love people. And love, as we see in this, as Marnie said, it's no small thing, it's a small bill. When you and I read this, what does it look like, how live we in harmony with one another? Well, we choose to love one another. A lot of times, you hear people say, we're not in love anymore. We don't want to love one another. Then start. If you're not in love, start loving one another. Because love is a choice. That's the first thing you see here. It's nowhere in there to say that love feels like feeling. Love is a choice, number one. And second, love is an action. It's a behavior. Love is more than words. And I want you to notice in this text, friends, that it's a decision to treat people like God. You look at them and treat them and behave with them like the Lord would. Kindly, patiently, graciously, mercifully, forgiving.
And we just got finished with the power of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit living in us. And so this is where you get to practice allowing Him to take control. Allowing the Holy Spirit
to lead you into your decisions and your actions.
I love somebody. I want the best for them. But it's a whole another thing to treat them that way, isn't it? To treat them like they're special. To honor them. Jesus taught us this, that you are to pour out toward others the same grace and the same mercy that you've received from him. You know, I was talking to a friend who had been wronged by somebody. Legitimately. And talk to this friend, and they give forgiveness of this person, and that's great. Said, do you love them? Yeah, I love them. Do they know? No, they don't. It's easy to say you love somebody. It's easy to love somebody, but the event, If you love them, then my challenge is to make sure they know you love them. That's just how, by the way. It's not enough to just say you love them. They need to know you love them. So whatever you have to say, they need to see it, friend. Otherwise, we love them, and otherwise, we follow ourselves, following Jesus, because his way is the way of love. Love is being for somebody. Not against. He's the love of the world. And he resists the activities of the wicked. And the wicked. That's not his heart though. He wants for them to enter his love and his forgiveness and his mercy. That's what he wants. So, no matter what our personality is today, we're all different fears. We want what we don't want to be able to live with. Okay. The ultimate goal is for every personality to be unique expression of God's love and truth. You want to overcome personality differences? Then surrender yours to Jesus. And allow him to begin to be like him, so that when people meet you, your personality reflects very well. The Lord who saved you. The Lord who loves you, the Lord who is going to keep you with him forever. Amen. Let's take a moment to pray. And as we prepare to pray, I want to ask for you to search your own heart. Is there anybody in here that might be sounding on their heart? And it might be in one of two ways. Maybe for the very first time in your entire life, you feel like God wants you to go on them, and he wants you to enter into his love. Up to this point, you've been doing your own thing, resisting that. And you've been resisting the change that he wants to bring into your life, but in the process, you've been making your own way, creating more and more chaos and brokenness. And God wants to invite you in his wholeness. His peace, his joy, his visibility. And if she is, then I'm going to say it's a simple prayer. To surrender to the will of Jesus in your life. But there is another way. You are a follower of Jesus. You are a believer. Your personality, your emotions, your desires, your fears, have been ruling your life. You are at odds with people that you claim to love. You are at odds with others that you may have sent notes of songs of vocation to love Jesus, that I love them. And you are saying God's spirit tugging on your heart to the lays of the offenses. And those intentions down. To to be like him in this world. All together, let's pray with this prayer. Say, in Father God,
I come to you.
In the name of Jesus. I am grateful for your love.
I don't deserve it.
I've hurt myself, and I was wrong. Jesus' name. Amen.